welcome Bruno from Tazara Rail.
Despite all the challenges that we have, the railway is running. The team is energized. We are starting to get a lot of support from the two governments in terms of assisting us with the working capital. What that means is that some of the challenges that come as a result of not having sufficient funds to operate the railways are eased off by the injection of the working capital from the two governments.
And this all relates to rolling stock, maintenance?
Some of the funds have been used to purchase traction motors, which we use on locomotives. Some of the funds have been put across to us for the rehabilitation of 100 wagons, which we'll be injecting into the system. The work has already started at both the Mpika workshop and also the Dar es Salaam workshop. The 100 are supposed to be completed in about 3 months' time, starting from last month. So in another 2 months, we should have 100 more wagons injected into the operation.
So that's going to have a tremendous impact on the volume that you're moving. So have you got an estimated scale of what that is?
With an extra 100 wagons, we anticipate to be able to move 5 extra trains.
In having the increased volumes, in having the attention of both governments, there's the idea of private operators coming onto the network. There's also been talk of investment from various parties. Where are you at with that?
Well, for the access operators, there's good news. We just signed up with one extra operator who should start operating in the next 2 months or so. Bravo is coming on stream. We've already signed the contract. They are organizing the equipment, the locomotives and the wagons for them to start operating. And also we have Latra now, they have to get the license for them to start operating. So that's the process that is going on at the moment to enable them to start operating.
And because they're bringing in their own rolling stock and equipment, that's again some more volumes and access fees for Tazara.
Our excitement about the access operation is twofold. The first one is that we get the access fees, which we use for rehabilitation of the track, repair of the track as we move on. The second one is the movement of traffic onto rail. Even if Tazara has not moved it, we have removed those tonnages away from the road onto rail. I think that's a very good plus. It's something that the two governments have been looking forward to.
The money to upgrade Tazara.
Yeah, we put up a revitalization program that needed about half a billion dollars for us to rehabilitate the line, purchase new locomotives, purchase more wagons, put in a signaling system. But this has been put aside because the two governments want to do a concession. So instead of the two governments having to spend that money, we are going to get an investor come in, spend, in fact, a little more than that in order to rehabilitate the line and then do the operations of Tazara. In these operations, actually, Tazara will be operating, but will be operating moving the cargo for this investor.
So let's talk about some of the things that we've heard here over the last couple of days, and that is, you know, regional integration. We've heard about the African Continental Free Trade Area. I don't think anybody's touched on the SADC Railway Master Plan, but what are your views and how does that kind of tie into Tazara being already a regional railway?
Absolutely. Tazara is a regional railway. As I mentioned in my presentation, we fit in very well into the regional integration because Tazara is a Cape gauge. The entire SADC is Cape gauge. So we are able to move to any of these countries in SADC using the same equipment. So that's a very big plus for Tazara. However, we are also able to connect to the East African community. There is a small town called Kidunda within Tanzania where the two railways actually meet. The gauges are different. The Tanzania Rail Corporation has got meter gauge. We've got 1067. So this enables taking the goods from the cap gauge onto the meter gauge. And once it's on the meter gauge, we have been able in the past to move all the way to Uganda. We've been able to do that.
And Uganda is currently doing that meter gauge rehabilitation.
Absolutely.
So I'm sure that connection can come back.
Yeah, that can come back, correct.
Okay.
If we show that there is sufficient market demand for the goods to be going into Uganda.
And then let's just go back to that market demand. I think there is sufficient volume for Tazara to move. You just need to get back to that level.
For Tazara on the Dar es Salaam corridor, yes, there is a lot of cargo. There is a lot of cargo. We are unable to move it ourselves, including the trucks.
Okay. So this is a good business case.
It is very good business, for sure. It is very good business. As Tazara, we are looking forward to the concession. We are excited by it. We are happy with what has been discussed so far. We are happy with the direction in which this is going. And we believe that going forward, that's the way to go. It's like a PPP, where you have a third party bringing in the investments and facilitating the improvement of the operation. So we are very excited by it.
So I'm very excited because it's the first time I've ever seen four ministers in the room all talking about connectivity, connecting to each other, growing the trade, both in cargo and we didn't really touch on people, but the people aspect is definitely there. And I'm...